I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the hour, St. Louis Public Radio's Alex Hoyer has an interview with jazz trumpeter and composer Arturo Sandoval, who performs tonight as part of the Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival. Nancy Fowler will introduce us to a husband and husband, a pair of dancers with the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater, one of whom grew up in St. Louis, and will preview a pop-up circus coming to a children's center in University City. We begin with the story of Virginia Patterson Hensley, who was born in 1932 and died in a tragic plane crash at the age of 30. The world knew her as Patsy Cline.
I go out walking after midnight.
And that's an original Patsy Cline recording. Stage of St. Louis had a hit last year with its production of Always Patsy Cline. And now the show is back, this time at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza. Jacqueline Petrocha and Zoe Vonderhaar recreate their roles of Patsy Cline and Texas housewife Louise Seeger. Welcome to Cityscape, both of you.
Thank you.
Always Patsy Cline broke box office records last year at Stage of St. Louis. It had an extended run. Zoe, you won a St. Louis Theater Circle Award for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Musical, and Jacqueline, Best Actress in a Musical at Broadway.com. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to both of you. So why do you think this show resonates so well with audiences?
Well, I think it's a show that everyone can relate to, even the people that love Patsy Cline. If you love country music, if you don't love country music, there's pop music in it. All kinds of great songs, but also at the heart of the show is a friendship. And I think everyone can relate to having a great girlfriend.
Indeed.
Yeah.
My twang is back.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
It's coming out. I think they will have a lot of fun, especially in this space. It is so intimate, and I spend my entire show, all 2 hours, talking directly to the audience. And out at Westport, the audience is pretty much on the level of the stage. So I think they really feel like they are sitting in my kitchen. And we were just talking about, especially last night, we had a very verbal audience that just felt so comfortable talking back. And it was so much fun to talk to the audience where they're comfortable enough to talk back.
You opened tonight officially, but you've had some previews last couple
of
nights.
Yes, correct.
Well, since you bring up the venue, let's talk about that. Of course, last time you did it was at Stages, which is more of a traditional theater. I don't know, what does it hold? 300 or something?
377.
And Westport Playhouse is smaller.
It's 240-ish.
And set up differently, but you think that that benefits the show?
Yeah, we do. We really do. It's much more intimate. You feel like you're there. You feel like you can be a part of it. Whereas the Rhyme, although it's a great theater and a great space, you're a little bit more looking at the action from afar rather than being a part of it.
The Rhyme Theater. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's. Did you, Jacqueline? I'm curious. Did you have a long? Had you been a fan of Patsy Cline? And I know you've done this other productions with other companies previously.
Yes, I have. Well, it was almost 10 years ago when I was discovered to play Patsy Cline. I would have never auditioned
for it. How'd that happen?
Well, I was working at a theme park in Virginia, and a gentleman that was directing a local production happened to come in right as I was coming out to sing Mambo Italiano of all songs, and he said, "That's my Patsy." So I knew Crazy. I knew a few songs, but I knew very little about her when
you weren't
I started.
You knew who she were, but you weren't a huge fan, necessarily.
Wasn't a fan at all. Wasn't a fan at all, really. Didn't really know her.
Did he think you looked like her? Just sounded like her? What?
I think it was the package. I think it was both.
Thing.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about the gentleman that wrote this? His name escapes me at the moment.
Ted Swinley.
Mm-hmm. He did some research. Was he the one that actually came across the friendship between Patsy Cline and this Texas housewife?
I believe he had read about it in a biography, and that kind of sparked his interest to write the show. Mm-hmm. But it's based on a true story. It's not completely all factual, but it is based on a true story.
Before we go any further, we have some of your work, Jacqueline, singing as Patsy Cline from the show. Let's start with Crazy, and maybe give us some thoughts afterwards on it.
crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new.
And we're talking with Jacqueline Petrocha and Zoe Vonderhaar, who are starring in Always Patsy Cline at Stages. I said that was you, Jacqueline. That is the original Patsy Cline.
I would love to claim that as mine, but yes, that is not me.
Can anyone really tell the difference? That's my next question.
Well, Zoe, why don't you speak to that?
Jackie sounds remarkably like Patsy. She doesn't try to mimic her, per se, but you can certainly tell it's Patsy Cline. She has her, what do I call it, the bells and whistles
bells
of Patsy.
And
Jackie has such a sweet, I'm quoting again, velvety, but it really is effortless. I get a little aggravated because I never see her breathe, which
I'm breathing.
I'm like,
believe me,
how are you singing
me.
That, girl? You're not breathing. But you truly can tell it's Patsy when you hear her singing.
Well, thank you. And for the record, I am singing live. A lot of people have mentioned to Zoe, is she lip syncing or is she?
I walk through that audience at intermission, and they're like, "Wow, she can really lip sync." Well.
Do they mean you sound so good? You've got to be lip syncing?
I guess that's what they're thinking. But we have a live band up there, an incredible live band, by the way. St. Louis' finest musicians are up there, and they're just a great band and wonderful to sing with. And Jackie sounds great.
Well, thank you. I'm really flattered with the comparison.
Well, Always Patsy Cline is based on a true story. So let's talk about that. These ladies, Patsy Cline and this Texas housewife, Zoe, that you play, actually only met one time, I think?
Yes.
Once.
What's the story behind that?
Well, Louise originally heard her on the Arthur Godfrey show and just fell in love with her music. And then Patsy kind of dropped out of sight for a while, and then she heard her again on the radio, found out who it was, and had a chance to go see her live at a honky-tonk. And went there, just happened to go early, and had a chance meeting with Patsy, and something that would never happen today, you know, was able to bring her to her home that night because she didn't have a ride home. And she wound up spending the night at Louise's house.
Well, mm-hmm. Patsy was fairly successful at that point, wasn't she?
Not really. So this was 1961. A lot of people don't realize that Patsy's recording career was from 1957 to when she died, and she really didn't start to get big until right before her death and then thereafter. So when she would go on gigs, she had no entourage, she had no personal assistant, she had no bodyguard. She showed up at this honky-tonk by herself and was befriended by Louise.
If our listeners would like to join us with a question or a comment about Patsy Cline or about this show, please feel free to join us. 382-8255. That's area code 314-382-TALK. If you'd like to join us with our guest here, Always Patsy Cline, which opens tonight and plays through June the 15th. So the two ladies met, had this meeting, and then carried on a letter relationship, I guess.
Right, pen pal correspondence for a couple years.
Did you read those? What did they talk about?
Yeah, I've read some of them. Apparently, the ones that were sent to Patsy were never found, so we don't know what Louise was saying to her, but there are letters that she had sent to Louise, and they were talking about life and career and husband
children.
Problems and their kids and just normal everyday correspondence.
And we read one of the letters in the show, which is fun.
What is
it?
When
you think you're reading her actual words, it's
kind of fun to hear what Patsy thought of her whole experience, because she talks about her records becoming number one. I know she kept a scrapbook of every little thing that happened in her career. So it's interesting to hear her talk about what was happening to her at the time and how exciting that was for her.
Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to know what our listeners think about how Patsy Cline has influenced them, or how Patsy Cline, how her music has made them feel. because she certainly has touched so many people over the years. So 382-8255, 382-TALK, if you'd like to join us with a question or comment, or maybe you saw the last couple of previews the last couple of nights and would like to comment about that. So how good of friends could these ladies really have been? I mean, if you're a performer and you meet a fan, is it just business being nice to a fan that writes you a lot, or do you think there was really something there?
Well, I'll tell you from experience, when I was working down in Virginia, I met a lovely couple that would come see the shows all the time, and I've become very close with them. And so I think it can happen. I think you kind of in this day and age have to weed out the weirdos that could possibly be around. But there are really genuinely good people that you can connect with on a personal level that may start out as a fan.
So what's the progression of the story? The play is set the one night they meet. Is that what it's all about, that one night?
Right. It's Louise telling the story all night long, and it just starts out with talking about how she first saw her on TV, and then we see Jackie singing on TV. So it's like a memory play, and then we get to the actual honky-tonk, and Jackie and I actually talk to one another and play out that scene, and then it goes back to how I heard about her death. And
Well, Zoe, I know I heard a little twang in your voice from time. Oh, can you give us a little Louise?
Oh, Lord. My poor friends, they hear my twang all the time. And I know it's just going to be a long couple of weeks because Louise just comes out.
All
the
time.
You know what I mean?
And then when Louise comes out, then Patsy's got to come out too, honey.
What was Patsy really like? And it's hard. I mean, she died so young. She wasn't a celebrity for very long.
She wasn't. I think she's just about the coolest lady ever.
She had an interesting background.
Yeah, she did.
Her mother was very young when she had her, and her father was like twice her age.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Exactly. There's a lot of family, interesting family stories and lore.
Let's hear a little bit about that. Now, I understand she had a happy childhood, although, you know, their father deserted her, mm-hmm. deserted the family, so it wasn't storybook exactly.
Yeah, there's some rough things, but there's also different stories, so you don't really know what is the truth. But she did have to quit school to work, support the family, and help her mom. She took care of her two younger siblings. So I wouldn't say it was necessarily a happy childhood, but I think she came out on the other side okay.
How did Patsy get her first break? And she was pretty young.
Well, I mean, the first break, I think, was all the way back a Wink in Winchester, W-I-N-C. So, Jolton Jim McCoy let her sing on the radio, and I think that was the first time she actually got to sing publicly. She, I think, claims that as her break. He gave her the break. But she would just hit the honky-tonk circuit, and then once she signed a record deal, it was a horrible record deal. She made hardly any money for a long time. But then once Walking After Midnight hit, she was kind of a sensation, dropped out of sight until I Fall to Pieces.
Well, isn't it true also that she sort of resisted heading in the pop direction?
She did, and then I always say Patsy Cline was not a country singer because I don't believe she was, but I believe that's all she ever wanted to do, and she fought it. But I think once she started to see the success of her later recordings and how pop influenced they were from Owen Bradley and his string section, and I think she started to come around and realize, well, maybe I can do pop, too.
Mm-hmm. How important is it, Zoe, that we know about your character? I mean, who she was. You're telling the story, but is...
How important is it? Oh, honey, you can't live without Louise. I don't know. I don't know. She's just a fun character, and one of the lines she says in the show, which I love, is that after she met Patsy, that Patsy was more like us than we were. So I think Patsy was a real down-home gal. And I think when they were talking, it was, you know, it was life. It was family and husbands. And Louise was divorced and raising two kids by herself. So I think they just had a lot of life problems and things to talk about in common. And I'm sure she also says that Patsy sounds like she always wanted to sing. And maybe there was part of Louise's life that Patsy kind of liked. I don't know. It's just that bond is there. I think it's something that everybody can relate to.
You think they would have been friends if the entertainment aspect wasn't even in there?
Yeah, I think that's how they connected. I think they connected as human beings. I think she started as a fan, but then I think they realized, wow, our lives really aren't that different. We have the same problems, the same... We can relate to each other.
382-8255, 382-TALK is our number if you'd like to join us on Cityscape this morning. We have Annelle that's on the line from Kirkwood. Hi, you're on with Zoe and Jacqueline. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Annelle.
Yes, I first saw the Patsy Cline in Clarksville, Tennessee at the Roxy Theater. John McDonald and Tom Thayer were the directors there and owned the Roxy. And it was many years ago, several years ago. But I wondered if the actress singer now was the one who performed there. As I remember on the program, it said that this particular singer was the one that the Cline estate and the Cline family really supported and wanted to do the Patsy Cline story.
Okay, thanks, Annelle. It wasn't you.
It was not me.
There have been quite a few actresses, because how long do you say it's been produced? 20 years?
Oh, it's since, I believe it started in, it was 88? I thought it was 92.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. There's a few Patsies out there.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen the show? Someone else do it?
No, I can't. I can't.
You can't?
No.
Why?
It's too close to me. To see somebody else do it is like to see somebody else hold your child. I don't know. It's too close to me. I can't do it.
I want to hear another piece of music from Patsy Cline. I'm just curious what it means to you. How about this one, I Fall to Pieces?
Yeah.
Say something about that.
But I Fall to Pieces? Well, it was her first really big hit after Walking After Midnight. It's such a beautiful song. Really nice song, kind of going into the pop vein a little bit. She didn't want to record it. She didn't like it at first. And then once it became a hit, she loved it.
Stages St. Louis presents Always Patsy Cline, opening tonight, running through June the 15th at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to Stages' website, and you can find out ticket information that way. And we're talking with stars Jacqueline Petrosia and Zoe Vonderhaar. And one final thing, maybe you could say something about Patsy Cline. She broke the gender barrier, really, for her time in country music.
She sure did. Well, they say she kicked down doors for women. She went in and she wasn't scared of anybody, and she just took the country world by storm. She didn't take no for an answer, and sometimes they wouldn't pay her, and she coined the phrase, no dough, no show.
One final thought from both of you. She had such a short career, such a short life. I know it's speculation, but if she hadn't died in that plane accident, what would have happened to Patsy Cline?
I don't know, because I know things were getting rough for her a little bit on the home front. I know she really wanted to be home for her kids, but I also know how much she loved being a singer. So she could have ended up just kind of going off into the sunset, or she could have ended up like someone like Loretta Lynn, who's still around and still doing it.
What do you think, Zoe?
I feel the same way. It's kind of hard to tell. I really don't know. But I would have loved to see her being around a lot longer.
We can see her beginning tonight at Westport Plaza.
Yes, you can.
At the Playhouse there. Thank you so much, Jacqueline and Zoe. Always Patsy Cline opening tonight. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a great run.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, jazz artist Arturo Sandoval. This is St. Louis Public Radio.